And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch the bare internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband. And look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe. And on Wednesday, recall sponsor James LaValle withdrew the recall language for Amy Petrepin, Christina Parmenter, and Christopher Krueger. Please be advised that Amy Petrepin has resigned from her position as Columbia Township Clerk. The Township Board accepted her resignation at a special meeting on June 2, 2026. And according to the draft minutes, the resignation is effective as of that date. Additionally, Mr. LaValle filed new recall language for Christina Parmenter and Christopher Krueger on Wednesday. The recall hearing is scheduled for Monday, June 15th, 2026 at 8 a.m. in the probate courtroom. And a 23-year-old Kalamazoo man is being held in Bay County after authorities extradited him from California to face multiple criminal sexual conduct charges. Prosecutors allege Yamar Lyons sexually assaulted a Bay County woman in December of 2024 while she was incapacitated. Investigators say evidence recovered during a 2025 investigation includes videos allegedly recorded on the suspect's cell phone, along with internet search history activity reviewed as part of the case. Lyons was arraigned in Bay County District Court on 5 felony counts, including first and third degree criminal sexual conduct. If convicted on the most serious charge, he could face a potential life sentence. Bay County prosecutors say investigators believe drugs may have played a role in the victim's incapacitation, although authorities have not determined exactly what substance was involved. Michigan State Police have confirmed separate investigations are underway in Midland and Kalamazoo counties involving similar allegations. Prosecutors described the allegations as indicating a possible pattern of behavior, though no additional charges have been announced in those jurisdictions. Lyons previously attended Northwood University, where he was listed on the school's track and field roster during the 2024 and 2025 seasons. University officials say he was no longer enrolled after August of 2025. A state grant helped cover the costs associated with Lyons' extradition from California. He remains lodged in the Bay County Jail on a $50,000 bond. And we will be right back with your obituaries after this message from ABS Broadband.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
And we have no obituaries to report at this time, so we're going to go over to Bresky Siding and Building Repair now. We'll be right back with your national and international news.
Spring isn't just about fishing and hunting, it's about so much more.
That's right, son. It's about warm, sunny days.
Dad, let me handle this. It's about all those projects you've been putting off all winter. Need new windows, new roof, or maybe some new gutters?
Now you're talking.
Stop putting off your home improvement projects and call Bresky Siding and Building Repair today.
Call me, Derek Bresky, for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
And we are back with your national and international news. The domestic electric vehicle market is experiencing a significant surge in consumer interest following the commercial rollout of a new solid-state battery technology. Developed by an engineering collective in the Pacific Northwest, the new battery design boosts vehicle range by 40% while cutting charging times in half. Automotive manufacturers are rapidly retooling production lines to integrate the lighter, more stable power units. Industry experts believe this technological breakthrough could finally alleviate widespread consumer range anxiety, driving down manufacturing costs and making zero-emission vehicles competitive with internal combustion models. And millions of mobile phone users across the country were temporarily disconnected yesterday during a widespread cellular network outage that disrupted emergency services and business communications. The service interruption lasted for over 6 hours before network technicians were able to isolate and roll back a corrupted routing profile update. Federal communication watchdogs have launched a formal investigation into the incident to determine why redundant backup networks failed to activate. Telecom executives have issued a formal apology, promising comprehensive infrastructure audits to prevent automated software rollouts from crippling vital public communication channels in the future. And in international news, and faced with rising sea levels that threaten their physical territory, a coalition of low-lying Pacific Island nations have unveiled a digital governance framework to preserve their national sovereignty and cultural heritage in the cloud. The project involves creating a secure, decentralized digital repository that holds legal land registries, historical archives, and sovereign identity systems. The digital initiative aims to ensure that even if physical islands become uninhabitable, the nations can legally function as sovereign digital states under international law. Legal experts note the unique project challenges traditional definitions of statehood, forcing global bodies to reconsider how national rights and maritime boundaries are recognized. And a regional collective of independent coffee farmers in Central America has successfully cultivated a new hybrid Arabica coffee bean that is highly resistant to both extreme heat and the destructive coffee rust fungus. The agricultural breakthrough comes after 6 years of selective breeding and field trials conducted on vulnerable high-altitude slopes. The new resilient crop strain promises to safeguard the livelihood of hundreds of thousands of small-scale farmers whose traditional harvests have been devastated by changing weather patterns. International agricultural distributors are already securing purchasing options for the new hybrid, hoping to stabilize global coffee supplies and curb rising retail prices. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor, McKenzie Jewelers.
This is Kent McKenzie from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Congratulations deserves something at last. Graduation is more than a ceremony. It's a reward for years of hard work, long nights, big goals, and dreams becoming reality. Celebrate your graduate with a meaningful gift from McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe. Our jewelry specialist can show you our vast array of brilliant diamonds, timeless watches, shimmering gemstone jewelry in every hue, and classic designs in rings, earrings, pendants, necklaces, and more. Also look over our newest styles of Pandora jewelry, whether they're heading to college, starting a career, or beginning their next adventure. Give them something they'll treasure for years to come. Make this graduation season unforgettable with a gift as special as their achievement. Come see us at McKenzie Jewelers at the north end of Bad Axe.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, proud to have served our friends and community for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes. I've been coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.